So this one's going to be talking about gluten and where it comes from and how to work around it. So I would highly recommend, if people have no idea about this topic, this idea, and I invite you to practice it. Give it 2 weeks of a try. See what it'll do to your body. See what it'll do to your gut. Also in terms of transitioning, substituting, replacing from gluten to non-gluten foods. So gluten is a specific type of protein that comes from grains. Grains, best way to remember which grains are from, for example, browse, by learning this acronym, browse. Browse stands for barley, rye, oats, wheat, and spelt. So all of these may not be very familiar with some. I'm going to cover oats and wheat more, since in America those are the two most common that are used or eaten in the American diet. So oats, I don't really know too much about it since I didn't practice it or eating it myself, but it does come from oatmeals and many types of cereal. As a kid, I did grow up living a lifestyle of eating a lot of wheat, and by that meaning like a lot of flour and stuff. So a lot of the things that we eat that's bread related, that's fermented through bread, I'm talking like baked goods, donuts, bagels, cakes, cookies, all that jive, flour being the sugar, the cousin of sugar. So pizza, these are things that have wheat in it, and also cereal. So the fact that I've already shared these things, how many things does the common or average American or us eat that has bread, for example, like burgers and sandwiches, and try to adapt, change from that. I grew up of a lifestyle living heavily on cereal for my breakfast with milk, and then I had to stop having the milk. But we're not going to talk about dairy today. So with that being said, now, for example, a great way to like help transition yourself or substitute is by including, of course, everyone's going to know, fruit. But the truth of the matter is it's making it daily, every day, transitioning, changing, not these so-called fad diets, or I'm going to try eating like this for 3 months so I can lose this amount of weight. Because newsflash, it doesn't work. How many people have attempted to lose weight for a short amount of time and then gained it back? And then if not, some extra, and then some. So here I'm going to talk to you on how to maintain it, how to keep that weight loss with removal of gluten. So it was a very hard battle for me. I definitely had struggled with it through the winter. The winter is the time where I was more likely, thankfully now with my transition to Florida, was more likely to consume these types of foods, because those that are wheat derived or grown foods end up being processed foods, like the bread, the pizza, the donuts. And it's a reminder for you guys. Think of it like this. If you can't grow it through the dirt or kill it, don't eat it. So in terms of, you don't grow wheat, it's like heavily processed. I mean, sure, wheat originally comes from growing and planting it. It was one of our crops. But then through how much procedures and processes does it take to get to the so-called bread that we eat, or the cereal? It's not natural. And if anything, all of this consumption of wheat from the pizza, the bread, the donuts, the bagels, the sandwiches, it ends up messing up the gut, because the gluten also is like some wacky type of protein that actually messes up the intestinal villi, the gut bacteria, the good stuff, the brain and the stomach that helps us digest our food. And it ends up creating an imbalance in the bacteria in our gut. So I've learned that what works for me is like eating bananas. So I mean, you probably heard on my last podcast episode that I talked about the so-called or the many four so benefits of bananas. So pick a fruit, pick a different thing to eat with. I as well has been enjoy eating rice. So I actually have to buy myself some brown rice at BJ's. So that's a good reminder for myself. So come on, like, try it, or treat yourself, challenge yourself, test yourself, overcome yourself of no longer having gluten into your diet, switching things up, maybe having more fat in your diet. I'm transitioning to having more avocados because of the omega fatty acids and it being a fruit and a fat. Also, I understand how we come to eat like so much carbs, so many refined carbs, that a lot of this gluten derived or wheat derived foods come from. And that's also what makes us overweight, because then we're processing that refined carbs into sugar, and then that sugar transfers and changes into fat in our bodies. So sometimes maybe that's transitioning to more wholesome carbs in order to have more energy, in order to be more lively and more active, or maybe having some true fat in your system to have that slow and steady energy. So anywho, remember the acronym BROWSE: barley, rye, oats, wheat, spelt. And I invite you to no longer consume it or try it without for quite a long while. And this is all also for my listeners that are aware of the gluten secret mishap, illness, disease, reaction, symptoms that it produces, and that are winning the battle of not consuming it. So I praise and shout out to all of you there, because you guys are leaders. Done. Some tips and tricks and ways to digress from it. So let's say you eat a lot of bread. So or you're so accustomed to having sandwiches, how about try eating the sandwich without the bread now this time, trying that. Or let's say you're so used to having a burger and fries, but you also love the idea of the burger, try ordering the burger and the fries, and this time don't eat the bread. This time ask for maybe an extra side of vegetables. But everyone knows we gotta eat more fruits and vegetables, but the trick is, how many of y'all actually do it? How many of y'all actually make it a long-term thing? How many of y'all actually enjoy it? It all starts with basically just eating more of your favorite fruits and vegetables, those that you can allow yourself to eat on a daily basis. Like for me, I know what works for me for vegetables is either I cook it or I drink it. And that's more so for the greens, like the spinach, the broccoli. I gotta cook those puppies in order to eat them. Well, not literally puppies, but you know what I'm saying. So, or how about cereal? You know, maybe adding extra fruit into your cereal, like some cut up bananas or some peanut butter. But if you're gonna get peanut butter, of course, get the organic type, not the Skippy. And what else can you do? Put some berries in there, some strawberries. That tastes pretty damn good. Try having a coffee without a donut. But everyone knows, oh, I'm not eating this, I'm not eating that. But the true challenge, or the real test of it, is not only to not eat it, but what are you eating in place of that, that you can enjoy effortlessly. Not forcing yourself, instead of starving yourself or punishing yourself, because that's what it is sometimes. People forget that. Do not punish yourself by saying, I'm not going to do this. Instead of that, I'm going to have this. So that's just a sample of what you, my listeners, my audience, my friends, my family can do in order to change, to lose weight, to be, feel more vigor, alive. Peace.